I'll call him and let him know that you don't need him.
Okay, coming out of closed session with nothing to report. Next up is public comments, and we have no comments. Coming out of closed session, 7:25. Yeah, we have no public. Okay, general manager, board comments, any future agenda items?
I will just give the update on well 4, because well 1's already completed. So well 4, which is ongoing, we did the brush and bale. So,
we never finished that, did we?
Well 4?
Well, you were talking about that, and we never finished the, because we started talking about the pipe.
Right.
And we never finished what you were doing with the well.
Yeah, so basically they abandoned, they were trying to extract that 500 feet of 2-inch galvanized. We abandoned that. And then they brushed and baled it, and then once they complete the brush and bale, then we have to go over to Legend and pick up the pump when they removed it, because another contractor is going to be refurbishing it, doing the maintenance on it, and reinstalling it.
So that's a whole other process. That will probably be
probably the end of September before we even fire that up.
Spectacular.
And that panel is in bad shape. So I have a contractor coming here tomorrow. He's going to give me an estimate on what a new panel will be so that I can have it in my back pocket. We'll wait till the end of the year. We'll see how we're doing financially. And we want to proceed with it by the end of the year, depending on what resources we have. We're all budgeted for the next budget year. Anywhere from $24,000 to $40,000, depending on whatever the supply chain is at that time. And then with the grant fund of conservation, if what they say is true, then a VFD would go in there. That would be grant funded. And VFDs, depending on what the make, model, and size is, it could be anywhere from $20,000 to $60,000. But it extends the life of the motor, it helps the motor run more efficiently, and uses less Edison, so it will reduce the cost. Reduce the cost, improve the performance. So that's all I'll give you an update on for.
Also for next month, they're planning on having the audit presentation already for next month, hopefully. If not, then it'll be the following. But they're planning on having it ready.
What were we talking about, agendas?
Future topic.
I knew it for future.
No, I was just thinking, this is just a thought, okay? How much this water company cares about the community here? And, is there any way that we could afford to have hot dogs or something or whatever, or sodas or whatever, just some kind of picnic or whatever out there in the park here?
I did mention something about that, about whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, and providing something to the community center for whatever, however they qualify, that we would provide maybe dinners or gifts for something like that.
Yixton did say that he wanted to do a movie night in Cabazon. When I talked to him at the Beaumont movie night. But that would be something that would be right here at the park.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard anything else about that.
Okay, we can have some food with the board members are at.
We got a water costume somewhere.
Oh,
That would be a revenue earner, right?
Well, you know what? I bet you if I sat on that thing,
we would be out of debt. Oh my goodness!
Yes, we would.
I'd be right there.
Yeah, we would make a lot of money. There's a lot of people that would like to dump me.
He can work for his CEO.
Yeah, my family would be first in line.
What would work really well in Cabazon
It's those like rotating jails, like where like people like pay to put people in the jail cell for 15 minutes. Oh, that would make. Can we put something on there like community involvement for next time? Because that would be the one that they're going to do.
Community involvement.
Yeah, everybody brainstorm. Yeah. Oh, I got Diana and Catherine for it. Oh yeah.
You got me for a little while longer.
So
yeah, you'll be on the board
with
the next.
There was another thing we used to do as the Chamber of Commerce, and they used to throw little community events in the park. And one of the things I recommended was having a those shelter animals, and they would have a parade, and they would be on display. You know, they could put on a costume, and they can actually have the adoption procedures right there. And then the other item too was chicken shit bingo. So if you ever heard that,
it's
a bingo card in a cage, and then you feed
the chick.
Yeah, you bet on the number and boom.
Oh, that's
half goes to the house and half goes to.
I have chickens.
Yeah. So that was.
I have emus.
That would be funner.
But anyway, if you're gonna have a park event or something like that, that's always a great revenue earner, and of course the pet adoption.
There's always Halloween too.
Yeah, Halloween would be
trunk or treat.
Yeah. Problem with that? Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about that next time. Yeah.
Okay. Community involvement. You could talk about
Halloween would actually be a good one, a trunk or treat, because it doesn't actually cost anything except for the price of the candy that you're handing out.
Right.
Decorating, because everybody brings their own stuff.
Yeah.
And it can be done right here in this parking lot where we used to always do it.
Did we sell the water drop costume?
I've never seen that. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Look at Carrie.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't seen it.
I think Carrie's got it probably.
I think Evelyn needs to wear it.
What?
Michael's like, don't say
Michael. Carrie probably has it at her storage.
We're going to talk about this next meeting.
Yeah. Community involvement of some sort, because I think that would be good.
And we can invite certain people.
Okay. Anything else?
Supervisor and everybody like that, you know.
Yeah, we can get Yixton out here.
Maybe he can contribute.
Maybe he can put him in the water drop house.
Or in the dump
tank. Dump tank. You want that dump tank. You want to get in that dump tank.
I actually rented those ones for my little sister's birthday, and I got put in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I have experience with it.
Any other comments from management or the board?
Is everybody else here rerunning?
Yeah.
Did you guys find somebody else?
Yeah. One candidate to file.
Good.
We almost had another one.
Yeah. One file?
I was talking to her in the morning. Somebody's daughter.
Carrie's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
I always thought Carrie's daughter would be amazing.
No, I thought she would be good.
She's right off her mom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the apple never fell off of the tree with that one.
This is after conversation. Okay. Heather.
That was my comment.
Carrie's daughter is not water board district.
People running is.
Yes, but.
Okay. That's good. I feel better now.
Okay, future board items, next board meeting dates. Okay, it's always fun to go through. 8:21, 6 p.m. is San Antonio Pass Water Agency meeting. September 11th at 1:30.
9/11?
Yes. At 1:30 is San Antonio Pass Water Agency meeting. September 18th, 2023, 6 o'clock p.m., San Antonio Pass Water Agency meeting. September 19th, 2023 at 5 o'clock p.m. is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. September 19th, 2023 is the regular board meeting. September 19th, 2023 is the Personnel Committee meeting.
I put during the regular board meeting.
That'll just be a closed session.
Yeah, we'll just do a closed session.
Yeah, that'll just be a closed session. And then September 27th, 2023, 5 o'clock p.m. at San Antonio Pass Regional Water Alliance Committee meeting. And Victor's, the Community Action Committee.
November 18th.
Possibly.
And there's another MAC meeting.
And there's a MAC meeting on the 9th?
The
9th.
Yeah,
the 9th. Should I put those on here too?
MAC meeting probably, yeah. Okay, with that, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
A second.
So Motion to adjourn at 7:35 by Director Morris and second by Director Tincture. Director Brock?
Aye.
Director Tincture?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Davis?
Aye.
And Director Wargo?
Aye.
We didn't even get a May out of that one.
Right. May.
Listen.